Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Ben and Riley with you as we welcome Ashley into the studio. As usually we will talk campus safety, which I guess we can talk campus safety a little bit because this is what this involves. But we're bringing you in for your first job that you had.
My weather hat.
Yeah.
My meteorology hat this morning.
We're bringing you in for the meteorology portion of things, especially with, things that Tuesday kind of, at least for me, kind of snuck up on me a little bit. And the reason being is just because I got Rita Smith, EMA director, to visit Barrett Poteet, who's with Opelika Power Services, because the winds got up to around 45, 50 miles an hour on Tuesday. And I guess I just didn't expect that. And they talked about some of the... Brent was telling me they get worried when it gets over 35 because then you start talking about pole snapping and then that, especially when it's raining and everything's soaked, it makes it even easier for it to break.
And even transportation, like high profile vehicles and stuff over 35 mile per hour winds can really start to create some issues. So, yeah, it can be impactful. And we're going to see another bout of that today, along with some probably additional severe weather parameters.
So are they using your services at campus safety with your history of meteorology to be involved in, you know, what takes place as far as what the campus is doing and that kind of thing?
Decision making, everything. Absolutely. Okay. So yesterday we were actually able to meet with the crisis management team and I was able to tell them the forecast and all of that. And, you know, I like to tell people, I give them the forecast. I tell them what ingredients are in the atmosphere, but I let them make the decisions. You know, I'm not the one. I will offer my opinion and advice, but I don't tell people what to do other than, hey, here's what the weather's going to do. You have to do what's best for your team based on, you know, what your needs are.
It's like your call. This is what this is what to expect. You make the decision on what goes on from there.
You know, because the one thing that I've learned working in Auburn in higher education, it's a very small city within a city.
It is.
You know, it's got all of its own little operations. You've got outdoor components, indoor components. You've got, you know, transportation. And so it's literally, you've got dining, you've got food, you've got people, you know. So you're in charge of a city within a city. So a lot of people have to make a lot of decisions that will have impacts down the line, too. It's not just one decision.
Well, we got a little lucky earlier in the week because my family's from South Alabama. The tornado stayed south of us. I think maybe Baldwin or Mobile was affected at some point.
Dothan was affected too.
I think Dothan had a touchdown maybe. And then there were all kinds of sirens and everything going off in Conecuh and Covington because in-laws live in Conecuh. Father lives in Covington. So they were telling us, so I checked on them. And then also in the meteorology world, a gentleman that lives here, Dana Barker, he was over he was over in Albany. So he was, I was texting him saying, what does South Georgia look like? Because we have people that will commute and head kind of south. And so he was telling me stuff. So it was just one of those things where we didn't know if that was going to pop up and grab the southern portion of the counties or not.
Right. We were on the fringe for sure. And thankfully we kind of stayed out of it here in Lee County. So that was nice. Today might be a little bit different.
Okay.
But I don't, but I will say there's been a big change to the forecast. So if your listeners this morning had heard the forecast earlier this week, we were in this enhanced risk. There was quite the chatter about the severe weather potential yesterday. They really dialed back on that. I say they, National Weather Service, along with the Storm Prediction Center, pulled us out of that enhanced risk. Now, I want to say this, just because we're not in the enhanced risk, that doesn't mean, all right, well, go. We don't have to worry about the weather today. Right. No, everyone still needs to pay really close attention. We're still in a slight risk. So on a scale of 1 to 5, we're at a 2. Tornadoes are still a possibility. I'm just mostly concerned with those winds. We could easily have winds up in 40 and 50 mile per hour range again, and it doesn't take much. So it's the wind profile. Basically, if you had a really tall ladder and you climb from Earth's surface up into the sky, as you go higher and higher, those winds are getting faster and faster, but very low to Earth's surface. It doesn't take much to pull those winds down. And that's why we want people to be aware that if we do get a tornado warning today, it will likely come fairly quickly. These are not going to be large wedge tornadoes that we see developing over time on a radar. A lot of times these happen generally pretty quickly with this type of this type of atmospheric conditions that we have. So that's why I want people just to kind of be aware of weather as they go throughout the day today.
Well, for the layman out there, like myself, that have no idea what they're talking about, is it because the conditions, isn't it a thing where like warmer weather causes more like a easier condition for such as like a tornado? Like we don't really see them at 30 degrees.
Yeah. So that's what makes it interesting. So we actually, fun fact, there's been a tornado historically in every month of the year in Alabama. Not every year.
Well, that's
but
also because we can get 70 degrees in every month.
So we can, right. So to your your point, if this same setup existed in April, this would be more of probably an outbreak type situation. Oh. But because the atmosphere is very cold above us, it will limit some of that, what we would generally have as this big, kind of think of it as a bubble of warm air that can quickly rise. Well, we're not going to have that hot air balloon effect because the air is much colder above us. However, the winds are really strong, so it doesn't take as much of the other ingredients that we generally get in the springtime that would help enhance those storms. We don't need as much of that fuel when we've got really strong winds. And that wind is going to come from this really powerful jet stream from the south today. So it's called the southerly jet. And so those really strong winds, it's just going to take just a little bit of lift, just a little punch to pull some of those winds down. So that's kind of what's causing that today. But then next week, the cold. But that's like a whole other conversation.
I know. We'll talk. Got to get to a break real quick. But when we come back, I do want to talk expectations as far as today is concerned. We were talking before Ashley came on the air that that everything is kind of moved right around that Mississippi-Alabama line right now. So that'll kind of give you a timeline of what we can expect a little bit later on. We'll talk more with Ashley here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Like it this morning, your news talk and information station. Ashley Gann joins us as we're talking meteorology and we're talking weather as far as severe weather today. Well, let's discuss that a little bit. I teased it as you were telling me before we came on that right now it's about that Mississippi-Alabama border/line.
Yeah, that's where the tornado watches are in effect right now. So looking at the radar, storms are going to be moving into kind of bubbling up across Mississippi. They went ahead and issued that tornado watch out ahead of the line. The line right now is back towards really Vicksburg up towards Memphis, and there is a tornado warning on one of those storms just outside of Greenville, Mississippi. That'll be moving east towards Grenada. So it's gotta get all the way through the state of Mississippi, and then it enters into Alabama, but there's that tornado watch that's already all the way through the state of Mississippi right now.
With it being up there near Memphis, are we looking at possibly a lot of that stuff going north of us, or are we still gonna see some?
Not necessarily. What we're going to see a lot more of throughout the day are some of these developing storms out ahead of the main line. Mm-hmm. So that's where the main line is right now. And there's actually a couple of showers in and around the Birmingham metro, one actually just west of Butler County here. So we might start to see some light rain mid to late morning. But I want to stress that the rain that we see this morning will be non-severe. Mm-hmm. And then as we move into the afternoon, that's that back line that's moving through Mississippi. So what's happening is the invisible air, what we can't see on the radar right now, that's where it'll get a little bit more juicy through the afternoon, and that's where we'll start to see some of that pop-up stuff on that southern side.
You were telling me, and I think the best analogy that you give people wondering, it's kind of, you know, you said the word whack-a-mole, like the old game, and that is, it's that pop-up stuff that you're not real sure where it's gonna pop up and rear its head. And as far as some of the stuff that we see, yesterday, Riley brought up, they were calling for quarter-size hail that could possibly take place. Is there still a possibility of hail and maybe some severe rain?
Yeah, there definitely is. So today, I mean, we have to message for all hazards because there is the potential for some spin in the atmosphere, which could create a tornado. There's the potential for some hailstones up to quarter size hail, and we could see some heavy rainfall. I don't think this is going to be a flooding event, much like we saw on Tuesday. We're not going to be dealing with deluge rain inundated with water all day long. I think the scattered showers we see this morning will be a little bit more on intervals, and then same with the afternoon. So the whack-a-mole part is there are going to be these pop-up thunderstorms. Some of the storms may just produce rain and some strong winds. The other ones may produce some spin. Some may produce some hail. So we'll have to really just wait until this whole system really reaches us and unfolds, and what we do, we call it now casting, until we can really see what's on the radar. We know the ingredients are there, so we're kind of prepping for the hazards that there potentially could be, but that's not to say that even Lee County will see a tornado, or maybe they will, you know. So that's what we're kind of messaging for today. We just want people to be aware that, hey, almost modes of severe weather are possible. On that scale of 1 to 5, we're to 2. So we're still at the lower end. It doesn't mean let your guard down, but you can still go throughout your day. The 2 is not a 4. It's not a 5. Just because we use the T word tornado doesn't mean it's an EF4 or EF5. This is not the same setup for the large wedge tornadoes. This is not a springtime event, but these could be brief and these could pop up kind of quickly.
As bad as it sounds, since we're all used to being around here and the tornado watches and the warnings that have taken place. And if you grow up in Alabama, then you
kind of grow dull to it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. The buzzword always is, and I don't know if we'll see this next week or not, is the S word, the snow word, when you start bringing that out.
Four-letter S word.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, I've said
we freak out when there's snow.
Oh.
More so, you know, it's funny. We're forecasting these tornadoes and what to do with school today and all this stuff. And then I threw in the forecast. I'm like, oh, and by the way, there's winter weather next. It's like everything stopped. It's like, wait.
Can't have school.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we're done. Well, yes. And I kind of
people in the north do not understand, but we just don't have what's necessary to deal with it.
No, we don't.
And we don't have a need for it either.
My skin is just built different. It's going to be in the teens Wednesday morning, and I think I might have to take leave. I said, I'm more worried about coming to work on Wednesday than I am today with this storm.
I know. Well, and that's what we were talking about. As I said, you know, if you know, we get through this, which, you know, it sounds like with it being sporadic and spotty, I mean, there's a good chance that everything will be fine. But next week, you got the lows. It's in the teens, I think, 3 days in a row next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And it's below freezing like 5 days a week. I think it's starting on either Saturday night or Sunday night. It gets down to right at freezing at 32, and then 30 or 26 on Sunday and Monday, and then you're talking 18 Tuesday, Wednesday, like you talked about.
It's going to be awful.
And that is when, because everybody, I told Riley in the first part of the hour, everybody always talks about leave the faucets dripping, you know, wrap the faucets, all that kind of stuff. I learned when we had those 3 days last year where the high was like 26.
Yeah.
Like, make sure you blow your irrigation system out. That's where people really forget about stuff, is that kind of thing.
Because those pipes will burst.
Yes. And some of the old construction around here, I talked to an insurance agent last year. I said, what's the biggest issue you've seen? He said, the older houses that have the pipes running through like the attic, they're not in the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody thinks to go up there and wrap them and insulate them.
Right.
And then they don't know it, because when it bursts is 5 days later when you see water coming through the ceiling.
That's right.
And then it's finally thawed out. And then it's they're calling and shutting off valves. And so it gets hairy. So we'll talk a little bit more about this. Ashley with us. We're talking meteorology. We're talking about severe weather today. Even some cold temperatures as far as next week are concerned. More on the way. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Ashley Gann joins us. As I will say this, because we do talk campus safety whenever you come in. And speaking of which, the university is open today.
They are normal operations. And one of the reasons we decided that is actually we open up two buildings on campus as severe shelters. One of those being RBD Library, not pet friendly, but we have Green Hall, which is pet friendly. And both of those are open to the public. So if you do need to come and seek shelter, those are already open on campus. We do have very safe buildings. So we are going on. And because we know the timeline of this is going to be very specific for the afternoon, this is not a long duration event. We're not talking a huge hurricane, something that's going to be impacting us from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We decided that it was totally fine for us to go ahead with operations. But every faculty has gotten an email. Faculty staff has gotten an email. If there is impact that, you know, you have a child that's impacted by one of the school systems that may be closed or delaying operations today, that you can reach out to your supervisor and, you know, have some flexibility or accommodations there.
I didn't get, Riley, I misspoke a while ago. I didn't get a notification from Lee County School. I know that Opelika is virtual. I know that Lee Scott is out. I know that Auburn is in session, and I wasn't sure about Lee County Schools or not. So
we can find out.
We did get a note. I think that Lee County and Chambers County were either virtual or closed.
Lee County Schools is going virtual.
That's not. And a lot of that's got to do with,
they don't lose a day.
One, lose a day. Number two, being a county school kid myself and living outside of, basically everybody lives far away from the school, buses going down dirt roads and that kind of thing. And we already had wet weather earlier this. So as you said, the rain has diminished a little bit, but as of yesterday, when all this was being talked about, I think it was like a 70% chance of rain today. I think it's down to like 50 now or just below.
And, you know, decisions have to be made. And we totally understand that. And every school system has their own list of questions and, you know, metrics that they have to answer and all of that. So I know, and we've gotten some feedback because not all the school systems in the county and the cities are doing the same thing, which, you know, everybody has to make their own choices.
I will say this, and Ashley and I were talking about this ahead of time, and having kids in the school system, I know now with I got one at the high school and one at the junior high. And in the high school, they've got like a basement area as well. It's safer than my house. The only place we go is there's a crawl space.
Yeah.
And trust me, grabbing kids and taking them down to a crawl space that's dark when it's raining, they don't want to go. They'd rather take their chances on the back porch, probably.
Right.
And I know campus is open, and
yes,
so it's a right decision. But there will be a lot of students that take it upon themselves to make the decision that they will not be having class today. Because every time it rains kind of hard, I'd show up to class, there'd be like 10 people there. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, now, I went when it was raining, because they usually give you extra credit. Right,
but you didn't go when it was sunny.
But it was sunshine and blue skies, and there was a long weekend.
So you were the opposite.
Forget that Friday. Yeah, that was not happening.
That's pretty funny.
Especially whenever spring rolled around. Yeah. Oh, no, there was a golf course calling my name on that
Absolutely.
Friday.
Absolutely.
Not a communications class.
That's right.
And I did mention this earlier in the hour, but gymnastics, because it's 7:30 start time, or first flip, I should say.
Yes.
That's Riley's new heat.
Like
he coined that phrase while
they,
like
they are on schedule to start on time. So if you're planning to go there, it is not canceled. Please go.
Yes.
Go and support our team.
And it's a later start. Usually they start at 7. It's a 7:30 start tonight. As far as gymnastics, it is sold out. Keep that in mind whenever you head that way.
My daughter's in here.
Yeah.
She didn't get tickets.
Oh.
My bad.
Yeah.
Next time.
They sell out. It's tough. It is a hot commodity to get a hold of. Any words of advice for people that are out and about today before we close?
One last thing. AU alerts. That is how we will alert students, faculty, and staff. So just making sure that your AU alert information is updated. And we have procedures and policies in place. So, of course, if there's a tornado warning, we don't want you walking around campus, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have policies in place. So everyone will stay safe this afternoon. Just stay apprised of the weather. And we got your back. We got you covered. And stay safe and stay informed.
Thanks for coming and sharing all this with us, because I think it's well needed, especially with people asking a ton of questions. Riley, have a big day, man.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Go catch that first flip tonight. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station doing sports. Coming up next, it is Locked On Fridays.